Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime. It is our podcast, and today we're on location broadcasting from Damiano's, which is our favorite little Italian pub, eatery, bar. It has everything that you'd want right here in the heart of campus across from Target. These guys got our favorite pizzas. You've got the Antonio Margherita.
No, Margherita.
Margherita pizza, and then I got the Coach.
The Coach pizza.
Which is a meat-filled delight.
Yeah, what is that? It's got sausage, pepperoni, bacon.
What they said about me in high school.
A meat delight?
A meat-filled delight.
You were filled with meat.
I was.
Wow, amazing. Congratulations.
It looks so
anyway,
good.
So if you're in Lexington, you know we're talking about UK's campus. But if you're listening elsewhere, Damiano located right in the heart of UK's campus in Lexington. What's the address, Lee Cruz?
It is 503 South Upper Street across from Target. It is a great place to watch the game, by the way.
Yeah, they've got TVs absolutely everywhere here. They've got a fully stocked bar. Guys, if you didn't know, their happy hour...
It's insane.
They're so silly. Their happy hour is 7 hours long. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. 50% off all brands at the bar only, though. So at your table, you can't take advantage of that great deal. But if you come sit at their bar, half off everything from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
So we're taping this around 1 p.m. right now, and we're taking advantage of that deal. So I've got a delicious glass of white wine. What do you have, Lee Cruz?
Now I got a delicious glass of diet drink.
With what in it?
Well, there may be a splash of rum in here.
That's a large rum and diet you have.
Excuse me.
That's a meat-filled rum and diet you have. Anyway, cheers to you. And cheers to our friends at Damiano. This place is delicious. They've only been open a few months now, but one of the managers, Tyler, told us that they already have a ton of regulars. So if you're already a regular at Damiano, he said they have some people that already come in 2 to 3 days a week. They said they have one customer who comes in here 6 days a week already. They love it that much.
Was his name Chris Mossman?
No, but I hear tales of that young man.
I've seen him in here. Well, what I hope we get accomplished today is you have long-winded stories to tell.
Oh, why? So you can eat?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I could ask me what's new with me.
All right, what's new with you?
Kate's missing Lee. I don't know if you've heard about this. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop talking about it. No, I'm exhausted. Oh, we do need a little silverware. That would probably help us.
Silverware?
I'm a silverware person when it comes to pizza. I know. What are your thoughts on that? Some people think that that's sacrilege when you eat pizza with like a fork and a knife. No, I only do it sometimes.
Nobody would do that. Why would you do that?
Well, if there's a lot of toppings on there and there's the risk of them falling off. Okay, I have the margherita pizza with cheat code pepperoni on it. That is, in my opinion, the only way to do it.
Do you have a napkin?
I do not. I do not.
Here you go. Oh, this pizza is so good. Okay, so again, we discussed it. You'll see this on tomorrow's show. This never ends, this psychosis of Kate Middleton is a victim or being abused or whatever is happening. I don't know. She's missing. I mean, I was listening to you guys tell me she was dead last week, and she's out shopping with William. Everything's fine. We saw the video of her. Let it go, woman.
As grainy as a 1980s home movie with no natural sound? I don't think so.
My gosh. What do you mean no natural sound?
There was music over the video.
So?
Who would do that? If they're a random bystander, if I saw Kate Middleton right now, who I thought was in public, I would be screaming, Kate, how are you? Are you okay? What's going on? Are you feeling better? Where have you been? Go ahead, Nate.
No, it just never ends. It doesn't matter. She will come out eventually of her shelter and say, I'm fine, guys. And you won't believe it. Well, it's a forced statement. They made her read that.
The only way that I will... Now, they've just made conspiracy theorists out of all of us, because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I believe most things straightforward, and probably to my own detriment. Sometimes I'm stupid, but in this case, the way they've handled everything has made all of us conspiracy theorists. All of us that are... And has brought in people that are now caring about her whereabouts that don't give a hoot about the royal family, which is most people, including Bridget, who's with us today, our executive producer.
By the way, Bridget, would you like a slice of pizza, or would you, Nua? We'll share if you guys want some.
Definitely.
She says definitely.
You may have to go get your own plate or napkin or something, because you want this plate.
Okay. Anyway, so I don't know. I feel like the only way, I was texting with my friends about it yesterday, and I think I may have mentioned it on our show, that the only way I feel like the world or myself will be satisfied that any... picture video that we're getting of her is legitimate is if she is doing a live TV interview. Not a live TV address, you know, where that, like back in the day where they'd have the Queen addressing the camera.
Like Tiger did.
Yes, or King Charles addressing it. I need her in the room with Andy Cohen. I need her in the room with Robin Roberts. I need her in the room with, I don't know who, any of the British.
Started with Andy Cohen.
Well, I don't know. I just, he was the first TV presenter I can think of. Or, okay, fine.
Edward R. Murrow.
Okay. Okay.
Dig him up.
Sure.
Let him do it.
Yeah, no, I don't, just anybody, I need them as a witness in the room, and so we know it's a real interview. It is a real interview, and so that's what we need.
Yeah. Are you okay over there, Noah? Okay.
So that's the only way I feel like we'll be satisfied to know it's really her.
All right. And then what do you move on to? Bigfoot?
Then I'll move on to UFOs. Bigfoot. And I've been working on that one a long time. Anyway, okay, fine, let's talk about something you want to talk about. March Madness, baby, we're here. We're doing it. Damiano's, great place to come watch March Madness. They got TVs everywhere, great beverages, great food.
Well, for those of you who did not watch the TV broadcast, there's some facts to throw at you. And this is the biggest time in the urology world for vasectomies.
Oh, yes.
This is where a guy like Noah, who should never have children, he will go get a vasectomy, say, today. And that way, while he's recovering, he can sit there and watch basketball nonstop with an ice pack sitting on his bollocks. And he's entertained for pretty much 24 hours, except when you need to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful time of year because it is nonstop action.
What if I don't watch basketball?
Oh, my.
Well, then you're just going to be in pain.
Noah, what would you watch if you got a vasectomy? Mm-hmm. And forced vasectomy, if it was according Lee.
Yeah.
What would you be watching for the days that you're laid up? What would you watch?
I'm watching the F1 series on Netflix, so probably that.
Drive to Survive?
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
It's really good.
When it first came out, everybody, especially Noah Day, was saying, Haley, you got to watch it. You're going to love it.
The one I should be watching is Full Swing.
Full Swing? Oh, the golf one.
No, it's
Can
a swinger.
Can you not wipe your mouth with a napkin directly into the microphone? Unless you're going to do it for ASMR purposes. Do it again. Hey, everybody, get ready to relax. That's not what you did. You are not at a teep.
It's because I have whiskers.
And a microphone that's highly sensitive. Are you new to media? What was your first... Let's see how long you've been in media.
I used to do PR for the Windsors.
Did you? And then you left and everything's gone to absolute hell.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Knew it would be watching F1. Let's say, Lee, you had to get a vasectomy and it wasn't during March Madness. What would you watch?
Well, right now I'm watching Turning Point, all about the Cold War and the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I watched the first episode of that last night.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's really good.
It is really good. Mm-hmm. And it keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned they had Oppenheimer in it.
Yes, I watched episode one last night. It's about
not quite as handsome as Cillian Murphy, is
no,
he?
No. But it's interesting because I haven't seen Oppenheimer yet. I did not do the Barbenheimer weekend, and I still haven't seen it. I do plan on watching it, and I know you never believe me, but I do plan on watching it actually this week because the Oscars finally was, I was like, I've got to watch it. But you know what I want to watch first is I want to watch the movies that had the, I can never get her name right. She was the international
Meryl
actress
Streep.
That was nominated at the Oscars this year. That was in two of the movies that were nominated. Anatomy of a Fall and The Zone of Interest.
That's the
international actress. She was up for, I can't think of her name. But anyway, I want to watch her movies, but I want to watch Oppenheimer. But anyway, it was neat to watch that documentary last night and be like, oh, that's who that character is on. That's who that person is on. So anyway. And then in whoever won the, maybe Killian, was it in his acceptance speech where he said, whether we like it or not, we live in Oppenheimer's world, so this is for the peacemakers.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and I did think that was a nice thing. It's like, you know.
Which, the crazy thing about this Turning Point is that you don't know how many times we've come to the brink of destruction, and it wasn't because of the peacemakers.
Mm-mm.
It was just luck.
Yeah.
That the trigger wasn't pulled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure there are times where guys stood down and didn't do it because it would end the world as we know it.
But yeah. Do you think we ran everyone out of here?
Because
when we started taping this, there
were
like six full tables of diners. And then as soon as we started, I think everyone got their
went back to work.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Lunch is over.
Yeah.
For us.
Being so self-deprecating.
Oh, no, I was going to attribute it to you. Mm. Yeah, so Anyway, well, what else is going on with you this week? How are you? You mentioned earlier on the show, which, in case you don't know, we host The Lee and Haley Show, which airs here in our home city of Lexington, Kentucky on ABC 36, weekdays at 4 p.m., but we also air in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We air in Wilmington, North Carolina, Macon, Georgia, and then Columbus, Mississippi.
Starkville, Tupelo,
the metro there.
And also Gulfport, Biloxi.
That's right. So anyway.
And we visited all those cities, and we plan to add more soon.
Yes, we do. So hopefully some exciting news on that front soon. Yeah. Anyway, but you mentioned on the show this week you've been having some back trouble. What's going on with you?
I'm fat.
Oh, you're fat.
That happens to fat guys.
Because to me, when you brought it up the other day, you just said, my back hurts. I have no idea why.
No, I figured it out.
Mm-hmm. And how did you figure it out?
I'm walking around going, why does it hurt to walk? Because I'm, wow, look at you. Aren't you just a lovely vision sucking sauce off your hand?
Some guys like that. Anyway, okay, so you've just determined, because a while back you said you were going to try to get healthy again. What happened?
Let me see your chin. Yep.
No.
No, I am getting healthy. I walked here. Oh, Lord.
You walked? Oh, you did walk here.
I walked here.
Because you live in the downtown area, so you went home and parked and then walked over here.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to walk back home, unless you want to give me a ride.
No, I have to go to a hair appointment after
this. I'll go with you then.
All right, come with me. I just found out my hair girl is leaving the salon. I'm seeing her today for the final time at the salon. And she announced
they're putting her down, are they?
No, she's just got a new job in a new salon, so I'm... Yeah.
Well, are you going to move with her?
I don't know.
That's a dilemma, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, because of a TV deal I have, I get my hair done for free, except tip at this studio where I go. And so if she leaves, I don't know that I'll get that deal anymore.
Well, maybe you should.
And if you get your hair done color, cut, style, everything like I do every 6 weeks, that adds up, okay?
Well, maybe you should do a new deal.
Okay.
Do you want me to do the deal for you? This is what usually happens.
No.
Well, go and do your own deal, huh? Okay, you do it.
No, you go ahead.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Now, it doesn't matter where I get it done, right? You just got here we come, supercuts. Mm-hmm. You got to get your hair cut there.
Nothing can ever be worse for my hair than the story I shared last week about the woman who literally fried all my hair off.
Yeah, that was traumatic.
Yeah.
Not that.
For you to listen to the story. For me to listen. I know your jokes. You're rude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Knew I didn't like it either. He looked at me and rolled his eyes.
Mm-hmm. So you actually went on a surprise dinner date with the owner of Damiano last night, right?
I did, yeah. Carlo said, hey, Lee, there's a new place. And then I informed Carlo, that place has been around for 6 years, Carlo.
Well, he's been busy running his own restaurant.
No, I know, I know. But he loved it. So did I. But the interesting thing, I didn't know this, is Carlo almost bought that place. That was going to be the sign.
Last night?
Yeah, he's like, this is so good. I'm buying the whole place. No, he was thinking about that would have been the original location for Frank and Dino's.
Mm.
But instead, he's got a much better location, in my opinion. You know, it's perfect.
Oh, yeah, great. Very good. So if you don't know, the owners that own Damiano, they also own Frank and Dino's, a lovely upscale Italian restaurant.
See me there pretty much every night.
That's right.
And Shunli.
And Shunli, which is the Chinese restaurant.
Or Shunli, I don't know.
Shunli. It's the new Chinese restaurant in Lexington that is getting rave reviews, not just by myself and Lee and our staff, who we've eaten lunch there a couple of times already as a team. And
Shunli, yes.
So delicious, so.
It is. Although I told Carlo, I said, you know, because Carlo doesn't, you know, his forte is Italian food, obviously. So he brought guys in to do the cooking there. And I said, I love everything, but you don't have Mugu Gai Pan. And he's like, what's Mugu Gai Pan? I said, well, So I'm like, well, I'll tell the chef. So if anybody's out there that's a fan of Mugu Gai Pan, I'm working on it at Shun Li.
When I was a kid, and this is no hate to P.F. Chang's, when I was in high school, to me, the epitome of luxury dining was P.F. Chang's.
Oh, sure.
There was a P.F. Chang's, and probably still in the exact same location, in Nashville, right on 21st Avenue. And it was like the place me and all my friends would go for a special occasion. We would drive from the little town of Lebanon, Tennessee, in which I lived, and we would go there to P.F. Chang's, and we'd dress up and go there. It was there, and then when they opened the Cheesecake Factory at the Green Hills Mall in Nashville, it was there.
Blew your circuits.
Oh, my gosh. The Cheesecake Factory, we were like, well, this menu is as heavy as our love for this place.
Luxury. the fanciest place I ate when I was a kid, and I'm not making this up, Pizza Hut. Because they had tablecloths. McDonald's
plastic,
didn't have tablecloths.
Plastic tablecloths, red and white check, though.
Yeah. And it had ambiance, like a little, you know, little lantern or candle. I don't know what it was. Sconce.
And we have very similar
what is
red
that?
Plastic Coca-Cola cups.
Yes.
Just like we have here at Damiano. These are a classic.
And a video game in the corner.
Pac-Man.
I couldn't be happier. And plus it was pizza, which I never had pizza.
What?
We only would get pizza once a month, maybe. And then schools invented their little flatbread rectangular thing that would you get on Fridays.
Right. When growing up, we called it square pizza, but now when I look back, it was rectangle pizza.
Yeah. It wasn't this.
I don't know.
No. Well, even nobody's this. This is so good.
See, this is so delicious, and I want to eat it because they've given us this pizza. It's so good, but it is so hard to eat pizza when or food, period, when you're trying to record something that's purely audio-based.
So I saw your bracket, and...
yeah, we filled out brackets this week on
you,
the show.
You went with Tennessee to win it all. You and your crypt keeper, Rick Barnes,
hey,
who looks like he's operating a funeral
home.
He was there when they were using peach baskets. He had to have a guy on a ladder to pull it down.
And honestly, respect your elders, okay? He harkens back to a different time, and we love him. Yes, you
he
guys know.
He has a reputation for fizzing out, though, in postseason.
Yeah,
yeah. He doesn't get that done for you. Not like my beloved Kentucky Wildcats.
That
we
never miss.
We dominate in the postseason. Yeah.
That 2012 National Championship was just the other day.
Yeah.
You know,
But you know what? Cal, to his credit, did have an incredible run. So then the next year, he didn't even make it, remember? They went to the NIT and got bounced.
Yeah, that was no good.
But then they come back, and they unexpectedly, what were they, an 8 seed? They get to the final. They get to the championship game until Connecticut knocked them out. Then the next year, they go perfect. Up until Wisconsin knocked him
40
out.
40-0.
So back-to-back Final Fours, really, in what was 4 years. They're in three Final Fours, two championship games. That's an incredible run. And he's had teams, too, that probably could have done it. Now, here recently, we've had some issues.
Sure.
So
I feel like every team has had some issues. Like, there's not one single team right now that I'm like, they've got it. They've got no problems whatsoever. They hit it every day. Every game, they come out, they play their absolute best. I feel like, I mean, these are kids. Some stuff just doesn't work.
As Cal says, they're not robots.
They're not robots.
Yeah.
No, so when I grew up, I am, everybody's from somewhere. Nobody hate me. The police are here to get you. Okay, I called in Lee. I told him you were
Why
here.
Why would you do this? You've betrayed me again.
I'm sorry. I said he'll be the one in the gray sweater eating the pizza. No, I grew up in Tennessee. Everybody's from somewhere. And I grew up hating Kentucky. Hating. Just like you guys all grew up hating Tennessee.
I grew up watching you on television. And I hate you.
That's what people say to Lee all the time. No, and so when I took a job, a news job, in Lexington, Kentucky, I just thought, gosh, this is going to be tough to talk about these Wildcats because I'm not a fan. I didn't hate them anymore. When I was a kid, I hated them. But growing up, I kind of was like, yeah, whatever. But I was like, this is going to be tough. My very first year here working was the year they went 40-0. Before I knew it, I'm
38-1.
Oh, well, whatever it was. They were trying to go for 40-0.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever it was. Yeah, it was Devin Booker. It was the Twins.
Right. It would have been 40-0. You're right.
Thank you. That's what I thought.
They were 38-1. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so that was my first year here, and I had to talk about them on TV all the time. So I did, you know, and I did my job talking about them positively, and that was my job. But I didn't really feel it yet. But then as the season goes on, I was swept up in it so quickly. I developed this love and this cheer for them. And then for work, I got sent on the road to cover those games.
The only thing you
and
felt
I'm
was
still
an
speaking.
Attraction to Devin Booker.
And I still feel that, baby. Devin, if you're out there, Kendall can't give you what I can give you. And what I can give you is
I need a
monthly allowance from you. A disease.
Oh, sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yes, I don't have...
My goodness.
Okay, rude. No, so I was so heartbroken when they lost to Wisconsin because I was there on the road. That was in Indianapolis. I was so sad. And so then I saw everyone I worked with was absolutely devastated.
I'm glad you've matured.
And so since then, I still cheer for my Tennessee Volunteers all the time, but like I am a true fan of Kentucky now. I really am. I really am.
I believe you. And that is what a mature adult does. And I've always done that. I love the SEC. It's our league. I root for whoever an SEC team is playing somebody. Yeah. I'm rooting for
If our teams have already gotten knocked out.
I take pride in that.
Yes, I do too.
So even if it's Tennessee. Now, Louisville.
No, they're in a different conference. There are, yeah. And they're.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it depends. See, here's the Sophie's choice. Louisville or Duke? Who? I don't know what to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You want to get to some topics?
Oh, we're already at that point?
Well, no, I don't know. I thought you were checking out on me.
No, I was checking. I've wiped all my lipstick away, and then you made me scared to have more lipstick on my chin and things like that.
So it wasn't lipstick. It was
pizza. Sure.
You had pizza on your chin.
Oh, my gosh. Tyler, one of the owners here, just brought out another delicious pizza. Bridget.
What did you just do?
How dare you get a pizza without me? I just spilled a lot of... Thank you so much. Yeah,
did
just a couple napkins.
Did you put on my pizza?
Actually, none of the wine got onto my pizza.
You've...
I was just going to say, Bridget, what kind of pizza is that? The what? Diablo. Bridget got the Diablo pizza.
You soaked my...
Oh, Tyler, thank
pizza.
You.
Pizza.
We're good.
Sure? Yeah.
I can put two more in.
No, we're perfect. Lee, unless you want some more. Thank you so much. This is Tyler. Come see him at Damiano.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it, buddy.
You are the bomb.
11 to 9 every night.
11 to 9 every night?
Saturdays 2-11, but 11 to 9 every other night of the week.
Okay. Right. You heard it here first.
So Fridays and Saturdays 2-11.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lee will be here shutting it down.
Yes, I will.
Shutting it down.
What
you like. That's what you like. Okay. And so, no, I didn't drink all my Chardonnay, everyone. Relax. And even if I did, I'm an adult woman. I can live my life. I just got excited. I was going to ask Bridget what she had, and I remember the Diablo. That's another one of their bestsellers. Really, really good. Okay, so anyway, so at the time we're taping this, it is Wednesday, but this will drop on Thursday. So tonight, Thursday night, is when Tennessee plays and Kentucky play for the first time. Kentucky, 7:20 Eastern time, or 7:10, and then Tennessee at 9:20 after that.
Okay.
So we obviously think they are both going to win. Obviously, and if they don't, so Tennessee plays St. Peter's in the first round, which if anyone is living and breathing knows that St. Peter's had that shocking win over Kentucky.
Not to put any pressure
on the police are searching for you high and low.
They'll never find me in here. Mm-mm. This is sanctuary.
That's right. This is the Continental.
Yes. That, yes, that John Wick would use.
That I would never have been able to make that reference until recently.
Now, Kentucky better win. They better win.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know what happens to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And I wish I was kidding.
Kentucky plays Oakland.
Yeah.
And their coach said this is the best matchup we could have hoped for.
Which scares me.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That could be bravado, but I don't think it is. I know the game plan. Everybody knows the game plan against Kentucky. You spread the floor and you drive on them.
Yeah.
Create, a situation where they don't help out because they don't play zone unless we're going to throw some new wrinkle where we're playing zone. I hope we do.
Mm-hmm.
Please play zone. I know they practice it. They practice it all the time.
Yeah. Why? Do you go to their practices a lot?
I'm told that by my sources.
Yes.
They practice zone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, heaven forbid somebody make a jumper, Cal.
Well, you
stops.
You practice abstinence all the time. But it doesn't always pan out at game time. You know what I mean?
Really?
I was
trying to figure out how that worked.
I was just thinking of a
head,
phrase, practice something, so I started thinking about practice abstinence.
Yes.
So then I'm like, but then you get in the heat of the moment.
It didn't work out.
Game time.
Yes.
And abstinence is out the window, when the mood is right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
What?
It just isn't aesthetic, I tell you what.
I'm sorry.
That's the problem with men.
Hey, are we still on the live stream or no? So if anybody
on Facebook,
if you have a question you would like to throw at us
question,
or a comment, we got Bridget and Nua back there running the machine.
Yeah, they'll shout your questions out to us, they have their own mic. We ask that they not shout into the microphone. So drop a comment, question below, anything you want to say, let us know, and Nua will read them to us and let us know.
Within reason.
Hi, Nua.
Oh, you got one already?
No, I was just saying hi.
He was just saying hi. I forgot that he had a microphone.
All right, well, I got some... questions from the staff.
Yeah, drop those questions, comments right there on Facebook, or send them to us ideas@leeandhaley.com. Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, like Haley Mills.
If this is from Bridget, if money were not an option, where would you travel to?
Switzerland.
Yeah.
We talked about that on the episode today, and Bridget was saying, she'd love to go to Switzerland, but probably never will unless our show gets picked up there because it is wildly expensive to travel there. So partly because we talked about that just hours ago filming our show, but secondly, yeah, so anywhere that I feel like I've accepted as something that can only be read about. Like certain places in the world, I've kind of just never assumed I'd go there because they seem so far away or almost mythical in their beauty. And Switzerland is that for me. It kind of seems like I'll see pictures and videos on TikTok of travel influencers that are like, and here I am in Switzerland. And I'm like, what? It's so expensive and so beautiful though. So right, as of today, I'd go to Switzerland.
I'm looking at a Cave Run.
Cave Run, Kentucky.
I got to get the gas money to go up 64.
Sure.
But I hear it is a lovely near Sharky.
Oh, my gosh. No, really, if you could go somewhere today.
You know where I want to go.
Boston.
Boston. Yes. Boston is actually a friend. If you're a history buff,
I've never been to Boston, and I want to go.
You know, like you walk around here, and you go, look at all of that. There's Henry. Well, except over there, you walk around. Well, there's where George Washington said hello to Martha. There's, you know, John Adams was here.
Same thing in Philly.
True.
So much. I saw a tweet actually just yesterday that said, living in Philly is so funny. Like, what do you mean I'm walking home drunk next to where the Declaration of Independence was signed? That's so true. You take for granted the city in which you live.
I saw a T-shirt that said something about...
She's my sweet potato.
She's my sweet potato. No, it was something about Thomas Jefferson, July 3rd. Ah, crap, I got to get that thing done.
Oh, yes. When is that due? Tonight?
Man, when's that due? Tonight? Tomorrow?
When you were in school, were you a, and I'm sure I can guess, were you a wait until the absolute last minute to work on a paper or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember flunking a science project because I waited till the day before.
Oh, dear.
And everybody had all these dioramas and these wonderful gadgets and contraptions.
Sure.
And I walked in with a shoebox that had dirt on this side, grass in the middle, and dirt on the other side. And they go, what is that? And I said, it's a demonstration of crop rotation.
Oh, my God. And that's how you got into the hair plug business.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
My first job, Ryan Lemon.
Oh, my gosh. That young buck.
Yeah.
He's starting to show signs of wear and tear. I actually ran into Ryan Lemon recently at Sawyer's, the amazing burger and chili place downtown.
Yeah.
And I was there eating, and all of a sudden, Ryan bum rushes me at the condiments section and goes, Haley? Just being stupid. And I was like, what are you doing here? He goes, I was actually walking by on the street and saw you, so I came in here. He has gotten fit as a fiddle.
Has he?
I did. I go, and I always feel weird about this question when you ask someone, even if you're about to give them a compliment. Like, I just said, well, have you lost weight?
Well, the
but some people don't want to talk about it because it can be a very personal thing. So I said, have you lost weight? And he goes, yep.
He's going to lose his marquee value. I mean, the great thing about Ryan taking his shirt off is you're looking at Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's so funny about his KSR work.
The audacity of this guy to remove his shirt.
Yeah. And now that he's so fit.
Now he's fit. Nobody wants to see that.
Each one of his abs could get its own sponsor.
Nobody wants to see a fit guy take that. You're just rubbing in all the other fat guys' faces.
I want to see it.
No, you don't.
Chris Hemsworth, you put that shirt back on, you disgusting piece of crap.
Yeah, well, you told me the other day you didn't want to watch Ryan Gosling work out naked.
And I stand by that.
That is
taking
weird.
Your shirt off is different than...
Even I would watch that.
A nude...
How could I turn away?
On a leg press.
How could I turn away from it? My goodness, Ryan.
Practice abstinence. Practice
what are you doing, son?
Yeah.
Put some pants on, but I'm watching.
No, I was the opposite. I would have such anxiety over projects. I would have anxiety like the first day, but then I would get started on them right away. Right away. Studying for a test, I always waited till the night before because I have a photographic memory. So the way I would study for tests was I would just memorize sheets of paper with all the notes on there. And I could, so I'd do that for like 3 or 4 hours the night before. Then the morning of, I did a quick 15-minute refresher where I'd read over everything again, envision it on the sheet of paper. Good. So when the question would come up on the test, I could literally envision the information in my handwriting where it was in my notes. And I would just regurgitate that. So I don't think I really ever learned most things. I just memorized them and then spit them out and then gone again.
The way.
You know?
No, what is that? Cannolis? Holy cannoli. Look at this.
Fresh. Tyler says they just made absolute fresh ricotta, fresh cannolis right now for us.
I don't know if you can see that, but my goodness, if you're watching
YouTube
or Facebook, there it is.
They have wings, they have sandwiches, they have salads, they have pastas, pizzas, and then desserts.
The plate is chilled.
And so is my heart. Yeah. All right, let's see if we can get a delicious bite of this.
Right now, I'm having the coach with a little wine on it.
Coach with a little wine.
Thanks to you.
You know, white wine is used in cooking.
Yeah, but that's during the process.
All right, here we go. Let me do this ASMR bite of a cannoli.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wow.
Is it good? That's the same noise Evel Knievel heard on the landing.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Oh, my God.
Anyway, back to... Oh, yeah, we answered Bridget. Oh, well, the place I would go is Italy, obviously.
Oh. What do you mean, obviously?
I've told you that's where I want to go. Mm. Do you ever listen?
Hmm?
Noah Day writes... Who is Noah Day? He writes, what jobs you think you would have if you didn't work in television? Well, I'd be a country music star, probably.
Obviously, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
For a long time... I'd be a makeup artist. I thought I'd be a makeup artist because I've always loved makeup, and then I've done makeup for TV for a long time on myself. But then, like, growing up in high school, I'd always do all my friends' makeup. And even getting older, I would do friends' makeup.
You are really good at makeup. You really are.
Thank you.
The transformation I see.
I knew it. I knew it was
each and every day. It's a miracle.
Give me the one sound effect when you first see me in the morning without my makeup on when I come into work. What's it? Do it again. And then when you see me, when I come out of the makeup room ready for the show.
Oh.
There she is. Yeah. This is the sound I make when I see you in the morning. And then when I see you come out to do the show. What is he wearing?
What is he wearing?
What?
What do you mean, what am I wearing?
Nothing. You don't wear makeup. A lot of men in TV do wear makeup, even if it's just powder to knock the shine off. You've always stood firm in the no makeup category. Why is that?
Because I love the shine. You know what? I'll tell you why. I don't need it.
Good, because I asked.
I don't need it, and here's why I know this for a fact. When I was a kid, went up to New York City, and I was put on a talk show called Last Call, and I sat in the makeup chair before we go out there, and the lady looked at me and goes, well, honey, you don't need anything. You're good. And I said, well, this business is for me.
Here we go. Want to know the most bizarre person? They're not a bizarre person, but the most high level person, yet this is going to shock you. Very random person that I have applied makeup to their face before.
Me.
No, I have put makeup on your face for the show many a time. Mm. The president of Middle Tennessee State University.
Mm. Oh.
I'm not sure if he's still the president of the university, but he was when I was a student there from 06 to 2010. I got my broadcast journalism degree from there, and I hosted an on-campus show every year called Close Up, where I would interview the president of the university, and we would talk about things going on with the university, you know, endowments and investments and new things being built and done. And before one of the shows, the makeup artist that we brought to do everyone's makeup didn't show up or something like that. So they were like, well, Haley, do you have your makeup? And I was like, yes. They were like, Dr. McPhee is worried about shine. Could you put a little translucent powder on him? Next thing I know, it's just me and the president of this 40,000 student university in the makeup room. And I'm just dabbing makeup on his forehead. And then, so I only ever saw him for that event. But then when I graduated, and it was so special to me when I graduated, I thought he probably deals with so many of us students. He's not going to remember. When I graduated,
that's a big school.
Huge school. And so even though I did an interview with him every year or whatever, I just thought he meets a lot of people. When I graduated and I got my diploma and I went up on stage to go reach, you know, shake his hand and all the dean's hands and get my diploma, he shook my hand, handed me my diploma, and then pulled me in for a hug. And it was so moving. He was like, Haley, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, oh, thank you. It was just so moving.
From you dabbing his head?
No, and from interview, I just guess he remembered me. And he wrote me a recommendation letter for my, like, an internship I did. He was so nice. Cool. So anyway, Dr. McPhee, if you're listening, I hope that you're staying non-shiny, and I am thankful that you were the president of my school when I was there.
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
All right, next question. Let's see.
You're not going to taste the cannoli?
In a minute. I'm still eating.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Oh, I actually did consider for, like, 2 or 3 months being an attorney.
And what kept you away when you found out it requires schooling?
Yes.
You were
I
like,
just want to
oh.
argue.
Oh, you just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love to argue.
As yes, you do, fact, but you, and
I argue with our attorney all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When it comes to legal matters?
When it comes to everything in life.
Okay, but he probably bests you when it comes to legal matters because he has had the training.
Mm-hmm.
So today, even if you had to do the training, if you weren't doing TV, maybe you would have sought a career in law.
Well, not law enforcement.
No, I know. Law enforcement is different than law.
Yeah, I think I could argue
okay.
with the best of them.
Yeah, and I would come dust your forehead for shine before we began. All right, what's next?
This is Caleb. If you had a pet parrot...
Why'd you say it like that? Like,
well,
this is
because
Caleb.
Listen to this.
Oh.
If you had a pet parrot, what would you teach it to say?
Oh, what a conversation starter question.
Is it?
I'm trying to think of something that I could teach it to say in my home that would help me. I would probably teach my parrot to ask Siri to play certain songs.
Mm.
Not Siri, Alexa.
I sent
Bridget. I would get the parrot to notice my mood and then ask Alexa to play a song for me that would help enhance that mood.
I would like to teach
everyone's phones.
Do what?
I said way to set off everyone's phones.
Yeah, sorry everyone. Your Alexa is responding. Alexa?
Turn it up, Alexa.
Alexa. Play Taylor Swift.
There was a video, I sent it to Bridget. Maybe you'll see it in Talk Block, but it was a kid. The parents caught him in the room. He's supposed to take a test or do some sort of homework assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking Alexa for the answers.
Oh, I love
it. But here's the crazy thing. He's whispering it so they can't hear him. And guess what Alexa's doing?
Whispering back?
Yes. I didn't know she would do that. Like, Alexa, what's 2 + 3? 2 + 3 is 5.
You don't think he just turned the volume down?
No.
No,
she's whispering. Maybe there's a whisper mode.
Yeah, maybe there is, because sometimes you need information, but you don't want to wake up the rest of the house.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway, maybe you'll see that video.
Speaking of retaining information when it comes to testing, I would fail pretty much any math test today.
Oh, yeah.
That's beyond simple addition, multiplication, division.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
today, what is it? Subtraction.
Yesteryear, tomorrow, I would fail it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if I was trying to figure out how to get the astronauts back on Apollo 13, they would be dead.
You'd say, turn it off and turn it back on.
I couldn't do the calculations at
no.
all. I don't know how those guys did that.
And they
trigonometry.
Say, oh, what's a TV attorney doing in here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if you had a parrot, what would you teach it to say?
I would trick it into saying things, and then I would give it to someone.
Oh.
So I just want to train the parrot and then
gift it
to someone's home.
Okay. And so then it would say things to them like,
I know where the body's buried. You know, that kind of stuff.
You're so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought about getting a parrot. I had a real serious talk with a bird.
Oh.
And I said, do you want to come home with me? And I went back and looked at this thing like 3 times. And I just couldn't pull the trigger. And it was like a couple of $1,000. But,
yeah.
And it was going to live with me forever.
Parrots, yeah.
Yeah.
When was this? I've never heard this before.
Oh, this
is that why
been...
you were mad at Caleb's question? Because it brought back a heartbreaking
no,
time where you abandoned
no,
a sweet parrot that could have lived
right
with you?
I did the right thing because it was like, well, anytime I go away or go on vacation, somebody's got to take care of this guy.
Yeah. That's always your excuse for not getting a pet.
Well, it's a great excuse.
Lee, people with pets go on vacations all the time.
I'm responsible.
But Lee, that's what friends are for, or pet sitters are for, or pet suites, or, you know, boarding places are for. Humans have to travel.
I can't stand
it. We're nomads.
I can't stand abandoning that dog.
You're not. Abandoning it would be you leave it there and don't schedule care.
Every time I go out to Damiano's, that dog's going to know I've been eating pepperonis.
Bring one home.
Yeah, but he's like, where's all the others I'm sniffing on you?
Oh.
You cheating weasel.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I can't do it to that little guy.
I know.
I love him too much, and I don't even know who he is yet.
Mm.
But I'll probably get one at some point. Now that Furbo is in the business,
mm-hmm.
where I can throw him a treat.
Furbo, yes.
I wish I had one of those for Caleb right now.
Oh, where you could throw him a treat? Because he's back at the office. We have new
He's back there editing,
us.
And I could just...
Noah, Nikita, and Caleb are not with us today
for
this shoot.
Oh, look, a ho-ho. A ding-dong.
A ho-ho and a ding-dong. Okay, let's talk quickly before we end today's episode of Lee and Haley Overtime. A couple of things that we've done on the show or on the Lee and Haley show or things that you're going to see in the next week. We dyed Easter eggs the other day.
Yes, we did.
You'll see that on the show. Nikita boiled the eggs and brought them in. One had a crack in its shell, but much like Lee Cruz, we chose not to give up on it. So we dyed that one. We also decorated them. We also played the dyeing kit that we bought. Came with a board game where you race eggs.
So stupid.
You had a strong and violent reaction to, spoiler, losing. It was quite shocking. I don't think Nua's seen the footage. I was crying laughing because Lee got so mad over a game that was made for ages 4 and up. And he was furious at the fate that befell him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that. That is coming up. We also did Easter crafts where you and I made eggs or like felt eggs or crafted things. And we raced in that as well. Mm-hmm. We're also going back to one of our favorite places in Lexington. It's called Battle Axes, ooh, which is where you throw the axes at the wall. But they've got so many other activities there. So something we're going to be trying there. It is their gel blaster.
Okay.
That's all I know about it.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
I finally get to use my Navy SEALs skill set.
You have a Navy SEALs skill set?
Yes. I, of course, was a candidate. I rang the bell because the water was too cold.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
But other than that, mm-hmm, I was on my way to protecting America from its enemies.
Ah, yes. And then anyone that's watched our show for a while, you know one thing that we do every year is our Lee and Haley Show puzzle. We already did that. The other thing that we do every year is National Awkward Moments Day.
Oh, that's coming up.
Lee and I hate it. Our staff loves it. It's
who's
where they give us
that together, Bridget. Is that Noah doing that? Yeah.
They give us horrible challenges, and Lee and I must complete
them.
He's
a sick, twisted person.
Sick,
Noah Day.
Twisted. So we are shooting that on Friday, so it'll probably air the following week. But anyway, that is coming up.
I had a long talk with Noah Day yesterday because he was in England. We sent him over there, of course, for the broadcast.
Sure.
He was over there, and he's back. And, you know, Noah has a greeting that is from the 1940s. Well, hey, fella.
Hey, fella. How are you?
We talked for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly about problems.
Personal problems?
No, just staffing issues. You know, Nua, mainly.
Oh, yeah.
The issues that he brings to the program.
Sure. And Matt, let's do a quick call back to his vasectomy. You've scheduled it for him?
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Heidi, I've cleared it with Heidi, his wife.
She doesn't want to reproduce.
She's like,
with
it's
him
best
either.
For all of us.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. I want to go on record saying I think he'd make a wonderful father. But it's too bad that you won't allow it. Okay, that is going to be this week's episode of Lee and Haley Overtime. Quick last shout out to our sponsor where we are broadcasting from today, Damiano Lexington. Pizza, pasta, full bar, great happy hour. They are located right in the heart of downtown Lexington on Upper Street.
503 South Upper.
Yes, that's right, next to the new Target on campus at UK. So come check them out. They've got breakfast, lunch. They've got such a great menu. All their pizzas are fantastic. Great desserts, everything. So come check them out. They are so fantastic, and we appreciate them for sponsoring this podcast.
And you're off to Supercuts.
I'm off to go get my hair done right now. Yes, mm-hmm. I am. Yes,
good
I
for
am.
You.
And where are you off to?
I'm off to
see the wizard.
Get waxed.
So we're both getting hair removed.
Yes.
And that's good. And you know what? And that's good because it makes us more aerodynamic and adds to our curb appeal.
I got Paris coming up in the summer, you know, so I got to be fast in the water.
The Olympics.
Yes.
What sport are you competing in?
It is a water ballet.
Water ballet, newly added. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you're listening on a podcast platform, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever. Also, give us a like, drop a comment below if you are watching the video version on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. If you've been watching this live version on the Lee and Haley Facebook page, which we do periodically, drop a comment below, like, give us some love, send us some stars, whatever you feel like doing, whatever your heart
what
desires.
What does that mean when they send me stars?
Is cashola, that, baby, cashola.
Cash? Where is this cash? I don't have any of it. Oh. Who's getting the cash? Is that you? You pocketing cash?
No.
Not sharing that?
It goes to our Lee and Haley accounts. Our CFO is pocketing it into our business accounts, as she should. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not always a conspiracy, Lee.
Oh, really, Kate Middleton?
Have you seen her? Where is she? Is that her behind the bar? I wish. Honey, come hide in America. We left England once, and it worked out fine.
Revolution.
Revolution. Okay, that's it. Thanks so much.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.